welcome to the Archives. Here to unlock this holocron is the man of the hour, Jedi Master Sotiko.
And don't forget about Judor Fred and everyone's favorite rebel, Ziskeg.
Welcome. Wait, why is it just you and me on the screen? Oh, shit, my bad.
And welcome, everybody. Season 3, Episode 1 of the Archives podcast. So, Tebow back on the block. And we also have, returning to the show, he puts the vice in Viceroy. He is the Red Hat enthusiast. He is Van Seal.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of
and also joining us, making his comeback, like the Undertaker himself. The greatest amateur chef in Alaska. We have the Judor, and of course, ain't nobody cuter than the Judor. I am your host, Sotiko.
Just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy, toy.
So, this is the Archives Podcast, and also with us, in spirit form, the freakiest fella from the Caribbean, we have Freddie Sexton, and at a certain point of view, we'll have It's Mary J joining us at the same time. We have a plethora of topics to cover, a plethora of places we want to go. This is not just a Star Wars podcast. This is a podcast for the boys, by the boys. We're going to have a good time. All of us have been tasked with presenting some segments, and we will bounce off of each other there. I don't think there's a better place to start than with the news, than with Van Seal. So, Van Seal, what the heck has been going on? Because you are the catalyst of the outside world for us.
All right. So Star Wars related, I would say the biggest thing is George Lucas is apparently coming back to work on another Star Wars project.
Mm-hmm.
I have very mixed feelings about that, most of them negative. But yeah, it's like the one thing. Like, the two things we never thought would ever happen. Lucas would ever get creative control over anything again. And Disney selling Star Wars to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, one of those things is going to happen now. Lucas is literally coming back. I mean, they haven't, like, officially announced it, but that is the word on the street. And we don't know what project he's going to be working on. But, I mean, there's a lot of factors to consider. I'm not really, I don't know. It just... Disney Star Wars, I'm like, it's not his Star Wars, and bringing him back doesn't make it his Star Wars either. You also have to remember, he's 80 years old now.
Yeah, okay? He's up there.
Joe Biden.
I was going to say, you know who else is 80 years old?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Obviously, one of them is way more intelligent than the other at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Lucas hasn't worked on anything Star Wars in, like, over 10 years. I'm not saying that he couldn't do it. It's just, like, the ship was sailed. He rode off into the sunset. It's just, like, Disney has this really bad habit of just not letting things go.
He's kind of been involved, though, with, like, anything to do with Dave Filoni. Dave always brings him in as a overseer of certain things.
Yeah, and he's definitely been, like, on set as a guest to see, you know, Ahsoka, Rosario Dawson, Hayden Christensen return as Anakin. Yeah, and I think that's great when he's on set, but... actually saying that he's going to be in charge of a project, I think, is a little different. And we'll see how much creative control he's going to get, because it might be the whole thing where, yeah, he's in charge, but he's still under the thumb of Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, that's the weird power dynamic I want to see, you know?
Yeah.
Is he going to take...
I'd rather just see them fight. I'd just put them both in the ring. I'd rather just watch that. I honestly, like, whatever they're working on, just don't make it. I just want to watch them fight.
I'd be down for that, you know? Down for that. It's going to be tricky. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, I heard that as well from a good amount of sources, a good amount of people, and I'm always, you know, I'm always looking forward to people making good art. You know, I'm not going to say keep them away or anything because they've been bringing in bums. So,
yeah, it's just, why not? It amazes me how, like, the fans can put something together on their, by themselves with no budget, just fan projects. And these things could be as short as 5 minutes. They can be as long as, like, you know, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they blow up and just with their popularity, and people love them. Like, this is what we're craving. And Disney, I mean, they have all the money in the world, but they can't produce. It's just like, I just don't know. I just don't get it. I've kind of given up trying to figure it out. So,
is there any other news that looks appealing to you, so to say?
I know that they delayed The Mandalorian. I think they said it's coming out, what, 2026 now?
Yeah, and I just saw an article on Bestman Bulletin that it's starting to film a month earlier. It's starting to film in May.
So it's filming a month earlier, but it's coming out a year later.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that has anything to do with maybe a season four. Maybe...
I think they said they're going to do a season four, but it's just, like... I don't know. Like, I feel like 2026, like, yeah, it's only 2 years from now. It'll probably release summertime because I think they said Mandalorian and the Rey movie are coming out the same year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, one's going to come out in the summer, the other one's going to come out in December, so the December one will probably be the Rey movie.
Can't wait.
I feel like I can. I can wait forever.
Dude, I'm so jacked for that movie.
I feel like the Mandalorian thing... I don't know, like, it, and this is just as, from my point of view, like, how I see things, but does it feel like the hype for the Mandalorian and Grogu, not like the movie, but just like the dynamic characters, like those two characters, does it feel like the hype died out as quickly as it, like, started?
For sure.
So I feel like this movie coming out later now, it's like... Especially going to theaters. I don't know, man. I don't know, Drew.
I gotta be honest. Like
a green screen?
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I can't tell you how much I don't care about that movie. I don't care about The Mandalorian anymore.
I don't know who's asking for it. I don't know a single one that's begging, like, I want to see them on the big screen. Like, I don't even know anyone that's begging for season four.
No.
But, like season one was great. I think season one, Disney needed a win. And I think season one was a good home run.
Yeah, because it was season prime two was, lockdown as yeah. well. And it was A1, it was J1 perfect. Of Disney Plus.
It was like everyone was forced to sit at home. You're forced to watch everything. Just new Star Wars show coming out. And it was really good because that's when I had a lot of hope for Disney Star Wars. Because it brought all the Marvel fans, all the Disney fanatics, into Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was so simple to follow that everyone enjoyed it. And then season two came out, and it was even better. Don't want to talk about season three, because I don't even remember what happened in season three, other than the only highlight from season three was when that one doctor had his, like, brain turned into, like, mashed potatoes. That's about it for me.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember. But, that's what I felt like season three did to my brain. It turned my brain to mashed potatoes. But I feel like it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the writer's strike that we had last year, but it just feels like there's so many projects that I think are going to fall flat because of how long we have to wait. And I feel like the timeliness in terms of the hype, it's just gone. It's not there.
What say you about it, Juder? Because you're much more of a neutral in this, you know. You obviously started out, I think we watched The Mandalorian before any movies or anything. What say you about it?
I'm not a fan of Grogu. Din Grogu. Dumb. They added Black Jack, which was cool. Or not Black Jack.
Who?
What's his name?
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Jack Black, yeah. I got gambling on the mind. Lizzo, all right. Wish they did more with Sasha Banks. Two percenters rise up.
He's a big Bo-Katan fan. Yeah, the
Bo-Katan.
I can't fathom, like, I can't. It all points back to Grogu. Bringing him back was the biggest mistake, because not only did it,
yeah,
they had to rewrite Book of Boba Fett for it, but they also had to rewrite season 3 of The Mandalorian for it.
There was an article that came out this week. I didn't read it. I saw the headline, though. I didn't want to click on it because it was just depressing, but it was like, the headline was, Book of Boba Fett actors thought they were actually filming season 3 of Mandalorian during filming. And I'm just like, man, that doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. I'm a big Boba Fett fan.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, dude, like,
Boba Fett sucked. Like, Book of Boba Fett sucked.
In Book of Boba Fett, yeah. When he came back in Mando season 2, I was like, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. This is not, it's not great, but I'm okay with this. Book of Boba Fett, like, almost want to say he was like discount, like they almost wanted to like film him as like discount Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they wanted to just make him the most funny, lovable, but still like tough and, you know, protecting type of character, but like still like super funny. And I'm just like that's not him. It's not Boba.
It genuinely felt like Boba Fett lost all of his testosterone. Because he was
back to tank.
Yeah, he was the most coy. He was the most reserved guy.
Look at him in the Clone Wars.
Look at him in the Clone Wars.
He was an 11-year-old trying to kill Mace Windu with a bomb.
Look at him in Robot Chicken when he's got the dual-bladed lightsabers and he's going crazy, making out with Han Solo. Like, we need to see that kind of stuff in Star Wars. We need to see that kind of stuff. Why not?
You want to see that?
Why not?
At this point,
they already made Boba Fett, you know, Boba Soy. You may as well.
Well, not even Boba. I feel like Disney's doing that with all of their male leads. Like, look what they did to Obi-Wan during the Obi-Wan show. Like, they made him like a wimp.
That show wasn't great.
I shit you not. I was, because my family, we all watch these Star Wars shows when they come out, or we're used to at least, and we were kind of like, do you guys want to wait for so-and-so to come home and watch us? We're like, nah, we'll watch it on our own, it's whatever. But we're watching the Obi-Wan show. I remember me and my two brothers were on the couch, and when Obi-Wan and Vader were like, you know, the first time they meet, they had their sabers ignited, you know, it looks epic. And then Obi-Wan runs off like a Scooby-Doo character. We busted up laughing. I almost did a spit take. I was not expecting him to just run away like a little bitch like that. I was like what? Like, I was just like, how? Why? How? Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen we have never seen anyone run away like that other than the Han Solo and like A New Hope.
Mm-mm.
But then he came back at least down the hallway, you know? It's just like, I don't know why they're doing this to all these characters. And then Rey, of course, is just
the goat.
You know, yeah, she's got like the infinite money glitch on or something like that.
I can't wait for that Rey movie, man. That Rey movie is what I'm most looking forward to. Out of Acolyte, out of Mandalorian season 4, Mandalorian Grogu, that Rey movie is what I'm looking forward to the most. Simply because I want to see what everything's looking like. The galaxy's looking like, what the Jedi are looking like, because it's like 15 years in the future, you know? Yeah. It's 15 years after episode 9. Of course, Dawn of the Jedi, I feel like you can't miss with that. I feel like
that's going to be an interesting one. That one,
especially because I've heard rumors that George is going to be heavily involved in the writing process of that movie.
Okay.
I really look forward to that one.
You just can't have another female lead like that, because then everyone's just going to associate that character with Rey. You really can't.
It's tricky, you know?
I think they really need to stay away from the whole, like, I'm not against having these strong female leads.
Not at all.
Star Wars was one of the first movies I've ever saw that had a strong female lead, i.e. Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Princess Leia.
I just think that this trend of having a strong female cast or a strong it's not that I'm against it. It's just the trend is outdated. It's absolutely outdated. We're in 2024 now. You know, this isn't like the mid-2010s or the early 2000s where, like, people were trying to pick up this trend and have it catch on. It's like, we've been doing this for decades now. I kind of just want to see it stop at this point and just kind of focus on telling a good story.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to enjoy something when something else is being forced down your throat at the same time, you know? It's like, you need to stop forcing it. Like, people will associate with these characters. You don't need to make them, like, look like this because we already see them as such,
you know? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And, like, and unfortunately, it's like everybody, not just Disney, it's like, I don't just point the finger at Disney, but everybody does that to the point where, like, you have an entire generation growing up where, like, that's what they're used to. Like, they're like, you have a whole generation of kids now that are growing up hearing how bad Disney was. And we're all old enough here. Mm-hmm. We all remember the good Disney times, the, you know, before they bought Star Wars, you know, before Marvel. They were putting out some great stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
And now it's like, they're just, it's just flop after flop after flop at the box office. And it's just like, dude, like, you guys aren't just hurting yourselves now. You're hurting yourselves, like, 5-10 years from now as well.
Yeah, the issue with that, I just feel like they're comfortable with the money they're making, you know? They're comfortable with it. Disneyland is still popping, I guess. Disney Plus is still popping, I guess. And
I don't know about Disney Plus. I've heard that it's not going to last another, like, 5 years.
Who knows? Genuinely, who knows? But, like, streaming, like,
subscriptions are expensive now, dude.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know how many subscriptions you guys have, but for me, I have Disney Plus. I bought the yearly package as well to save money on it. And even then, it is expensive. It is expensive.
Yeah, I just have the Disney Plus, and then my brother's fiance has the Netflix, and then one of my friends has HBO.
That's another thing, too.
One of my old co-workers has Hulu, and we're all just like this team of just streaming pirates. We all share each other's accounts.
Yeah. Between that, Stream East, like, God bless, you know. As we get into it, you know, there's a plethora of stuff that's going to keep coming out. But there's some good things that are coming out in the news. One of which, obviously, we got the announcement of Tales of the Empire, which I know JT was pretty hyped for. It'll be cool. You know, it's new content, it's new lore. I'm not relatively, like, I know all there is to know about the Empire. Anything else is just, you know, you're adding to a character a la Morgan Elsbeth, who I don't really care for in the first place. But beyond Tales of the Empire, what are you guys most hyped for that's coming out, that we know is coming out? For me, it's got to be Andor Season 2. It's got to be. And I'm glad that we're talking. I'm really glad we're talking about this when MJ's not here, because he slanders the fuck out of Andor.
Go ahead, Jip.
I ain't hyped for nothing, man.
Yeah, boy.
I just play Squiggo, and that's it.
If you can.
Yeah, I'm in the same
boat. I could.
I couldn't.
I got in. Shit.
It's like Helldivers all over again.
Let's talk about Helldivers, man. We got to talk about Helldivers. Like, we got to sit down and talk about it. I got to be honest, I don't enjoy that game. I don't. There's just nothing. There's nothing for me. I'm a very objective-based, goal-based, oriented guy, and there's nothing in that game to, like, shoot for beyond unlocking stuff in the, whatever it's called, the the divers, the battle pass.
Well, yeah, because you're always shooting at us.
But if there's like a story that we were following, and or like your brother said, shout out to Soccer Turbo. If there's a little bit more customization to where I could feel like I had a little involvement, I feel like I'd care about it a little bit more. But right now, in its early stage, like it's a literal nightmare playing that game. It is a little nightmare. Yeah,
I think that's fair though, because it wasn't supposed to be this big.
No, I don't think
like,
so either.
It was a very small development team, a very small studio, and it's just one of those games where it's like right place, right time, right price, and it just blew up. And I mean, my point of view on that is like, you had a lot of AAA games that came out this year that just were awful, and you know, there's that audience that was like expecting to play a new game around that time, so a lot of people jumped on that PAL world, burned themselves out because everybody and their mother was playing that game. And then Helldivers came out literally right as the hype for PAL world was dying, and everyone just hopped onto that, and it was like they just got lucky. But the one thing I'm hoping somebody does, and I'm not the only one, I see it all over Reddit and Discords, is make a mod, like a Galactic Republic overhaul skin mod for Helldivers.
I'd play the fuck out of it if that was the case. If we were Clone Commandos,
that would be nuts. Like a really gritty Clone Wars simulator.
Yeah,
would be nuts.
Because me and Jupiter, we played
Squad,
which was really tough to grasp because it is just a war simulator. You have people that take it serious, and then you have B1 battle droids that are playing tequila over voice chat, you know? So, and then you have a real motherfucker like me going in a CT-8008 boobies, having a good time with it. And some people thought that was fucking hilarious. Some people were saying that I was a disgrace to the game. You can't win either way. You know, you're either having fun or you're being a cuck, essentially, in the gaming world. So, what games have you guys been playing recently that you've actually, like, fucked with? Because I have been playing the hell out of Red Dead recently, and it's a really good time. I like doing cowboy shit, I have to be honest.
Yeah, I've been playing Fallout 4 in New Vegas. Really enjoying them.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't watched the series yet. Probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
Give a fuck about the hype. I'll play the games.
What's that game like? Is it like anything that we might have played?
Probably not.
Nah.
It's its own genre.
What are you doing it?
Yeah, fuck people up.
Because I
got a full luck build, 10 intelligence.
I get by the sound of it.
My way out of shit.
I get by the sound of it. It's like, is it like a survival-based game? You're trying to survive a fallout?
So in Fallout 4, you're trying to find your son that gets taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you'll find him. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
During that little time frame, you could go anywhere in, fuck, I don't know where it's at. And you do little side quests all the time.
Okay, so there's like an underlying story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of DLCs. If you have the Game Pass, free.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out the Game Pass.
Game Pass and I, we have contention. We have contention. There's a few games on there that look sick, but it's I will say, I do like the idea of combining, you know, the yearly game subscription, and then on top of it, you do get some dope games to play. That's a no doubt money move right there. That's a no doubt money move.
And what's even better, you get somebody that buys it and share the account with them, and you don't gotta pay for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
Time comes where you gotta buy the yearly and you gotta send the money.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Vance? What have you been apart from Galaxy of Heroes, which I know is your favorite game?
Not today.
What have you been messing around on?
Not much. Galaxy of Heroes. Other than that, I would say, like, I've been playing a lot of Helldivers, and then I'm always playing Devil May Cry. Every day, every other day, I'm playing Devil May Cry or some sort of fighting game. So I'll go back to like Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Street Fighter 6. I'm a huge Capcom simp, so anything Capcom related, I'll play it. Except Dragon's Dogma 2. I don't think I'm gonna enjoy that. I'm gonna wait for the Elden Ring DLC to lose my mind.
Oh man,
I heard a lot about that. Yeah, I heard a lot about that Elden Ring game. I guess it was super tough or something.
It's not okay. So it's as tough as you want it to be, because the builds that you can make in that game are like you can one shot bosses with.
Sure,
but if you don't do those builds, anything and everything will probably one shot you. So it's kind of like your perspective on it. It's like, well, is the game really hard, or do you just have to be really good at it? Because if like the normal little dudes you're fighting will one shot you, then you should be fighting against the big bosses, because they're just going to one-shot you too.
Well, that's how Jedi Survivor was. You know, you'd get breathed on by anything, and it'd one-shot you.
Yeah, to put in perspective, the hardest difficulty on Jedi Survivor is, like, the easiest difficulty for Elden Ring.
And another thing about Jedi Survivor, it turned 1 year old yesterday. I know JT played it. Did you play it, Vanceel?
No.
Okay. It's not... Compared to the first one, JT, I'd probably have to ask your opinion on this one. Compared to the first...
It fucking sucked.
Yeah. I couldn't...
Yeah, when we get bowed in Swiggo.
I couldn't figure out what it was about the game, but it just felt butt cheeks. The only redeemable thing about it... is Cal Kestis boning Marin in a cutscene. And that was pretty dope.
I knew he was going to say that.
It did.
I knew he was going to say that.
It did happen.
Nah, oh, they went to sleep.
I'm not even going to say it. I mean, I'm even tired of hearing myself say it.
He's a gay guy from Shameless. How is he going to have sex?
With a girl.
Doesn't add up.
I just don't understand Marin. I just don't.
What do you mean? It's the Ruski accent.
The more I find out, like the more we learn about like Night Sisters, the more I'm like starting to really don't like. I love Grievous, right? I'm like, dude, you let one go, now you let another one go, dude. Now there's a third one out there. Like, come on, like how many Night Sisters actually got away?
I wish he killed Morgan Elsbeth, because she was my least favorite character in the Mandalorian.
I will take
Ahsoka.
Morgan Elsbeth over Marin.
See,
absolutely, man.
With an opinion like that, it makes me think that you're on that L.A. crack. It really
Dude,
does.
Bruce Lee's, like, niece. It like, is. Did you see them? Yeah. Oh, that's why she looked like she was going lightning speed fighting a, you know, slow Rosario Dawson. Like, dude, that fight with her, with the sword, like, she was doing all sorts of flips and everything. I was like... This fight is nuts.
Rosario
this is
crazy.
I'm like, dude, Ahsoka's screwed. I'm like, she's dead. But, you know, plot armor.
I don't think plot armor exists. I'm not buying that one. Not in Ahsoka. Ahsoka, they were getting dogged on most of the fight.
And the thing was, that episode too, like... Okay, so I understand. You don't like Morgan Elsbeth. But you gotta admit, man, like, that episode where she got the black eyes and they souped her up was like, why does Star Wars do that so much? They introduce, like, this new version of a villain and then just kill him off immediately. I'm like, dude, you finally made her cool. And she's using Mother Talzin's sword. Like,
I think just because there's a blueprint of killing off villains since day one, you know? Tarkin was the bad guy in the first Star Wars.
Darth Maul, they introduce him and he's gone. Jango Fett, gone.
Yeah.
Grievous, gone.
You look at Snoke. He's in person in one movie, gone. You know? It's unfortunate, but that's just the blueprint. That's the model. And Morgan Elsbeth especially. I don't, and this also entails the Reva. This entails to a plethora of characters. I don't like characters that have one emotion. Reva, she was just like a... She was growling the whole time. No one talks like that. Human beings don't talk like that. Adults don't talk like that. No one...
Yeah.
See me playing foot jam shit.
No one... yeah, but you don't talk like that 25-8, bro. It's like the one line that always resonates is when they had Leia with the spice people and...
Shout out to Flea.
Those guys, yeah. Okay.
And then Kenobi like throws the spice down. They escape with Leia, lock them in. And then the next scene, Reva opens the door and all the people are on the line and they're all on the ground and she's like...
Where is he?
It's like no one talks like that.
Yeah, she's talking like her teeth don't separate. She's like, oh, talking like this.
And like, I think that's terrible. I think it's a mixture of the writing that sucks. I think it's a mixture of the direction that sucks and the performance, because you gotta at a certain point realize, oh, maybe I'm not portraying a human being here. Maybe I'm being a caricature right now.
I wouldn't say so, because she got stabbed by Vader and somehow managed to get to Tatooine.
Yeah.
Like, and then still chase a little boy down, and then, like, we're fine. Like, I'm just like... Again, there's another villain that never got killed, but it's just like... I don't... And the thing is, like... Like, she's still out there, right? In continuity. And like they want, I remember they're saying they want to give her own spin-off story, and I'm like, for what purpose?
Tusken Warrior series, baby.
I would actually go for it because there's nothing you can do to make Book of Boba even worse. So yeah, I would be okay with that.
Dude,
sure.
If Reva was the Tusken Warrior, I'd be fine with that.
Sure, because she dies, so that at least is like, okay, cool. Like,
no, she doesn't.
The warrior dies.
Uh-uh. That's the one that didn't die. Every other... Yeah, so it makes more sense. It makes even more sense. You know? Can't fucking wait.
But going back to Morgan Elsbeth, like, the only thing I think is interesting with her... No. The Empire version of Elsbeth. I don't care about Night Sisters. The only Night Sister I like... And it's not because she's a Night Sister. It's a Night Sister by affiliation is Ventress. Because
she's bald.
Bald. Yes. Bald. But she has hair now.
Yeah, she has hair now. But she's got the side cut, man. I'm like, stop giving the women the side cut buzz, man. It's just, whatever. Anyways.
But with Ventress, that's another reason why I don't fuck with Morgan is because she doesn't have that Eastern European accent. She's different than the rest, and I don't like that. I think you got to keep things tight-knit. You got to keep things together. Mother Talzin, she literally talks like a Ruski. Ventress has that little Ruski accent. Marin has that really thick Ukrainian accent. And then just Mother... Or not Mother
Talzin. What does Daka sound like?
Couldn't tell you. Hey, Judah, come rub my feet.
There you go.
But then you have Morgan, who's like, I hate that girl. I hate her. Doesn't have any Eastern European to her. It just threw me off a bit.
So the one thing that I think is really interesting about her is I want to see like the industrial side to her. Like I want to see like how she mines planets. I want to see the whole, like, the exchange of resources to the Empire for power, because that stuff does genuinely interest me. And I think it's really cool when we get to see that, because, I mean, it's relatable to what goes on in IRL.
Yeah. I'm curious to see... So, I love Mount Tantus. I love Thrawn.
Yes.
I love Heir to the Empire. I want to see where they go with that, because... Right now we're on Mount Tantus. in between episodes 3 and 4. Where's our boy Thronald at? What's he up to?
Thronald.
Yeah. What's he doing?
I don't know if Thronald's there.
He should be thereabouts. At least in the Imperial Academy, you know. And maybe here's something that I wanted to pose, right? Tomorrow is the end of the Clone Wars, as far as animation goes. This is it.
As far as we know.
As long as it's announced, that's as far as we know. Where should they go with animation in Lucasfilm? Because it's not like they're going to lay off an entire division of Lucasfilm when animation is so heavily loved and coveted.
Where are they going to go with it? Live action, which is, it's just my opinion, but I think a couple years back, before the writer's strike, there was an interview with Dee Bradley Baker and one of the producers for Bad Batch at a Star Wars celebration, and they were talking about, and this video never got published. I was trying to find the video, I couldn't find it, but it was like at one of the panels where they didn't broadcast it live, like someone was recording on their phone, and I think the video got taken down. But they were saying the idea was Bad Batch was going to wrap up with season 3, and it was going to transition into a new show, kind of like how Clone Wars led into Bad Batch, and you know, that led into Rebels, you know, like there's like they're going to continue telling the story, but it's going to be a different show.
Mm-hmm.
So the two things I want to see with animation is, and now I don't want to give any spoilers away for anyone who hasn't seen Bad Batch season 3.
No, spoil it. Ended, spoil but, it. Because this comes setting out, up. This will come out after, so yeah, you can spoil it.
So there's a lot of not loose ends or plot holes, but there's a lot of there's potential, I think, for another clone show. That's kind of what I want to see. After Bad Batch, I want to see another, like a Clones Uprising show, because we only have one episode left. We still don't know where Cody went. Wolf hasn't defected yet. I don't want to say that there's still members of the Bad Batch that haven't died yet, but I think there are members that should die, because it won't make sense if they're not around later. But, I think a Clones Uprising show where Rex is the main character is, I think that's where they need to go. I would love to see that with Rex. And obviously sprinkle in some Clone Wars characters, have Cad Bane show up for another, you know, two scenes or stuff like that. Just to keep those characters relevant and alive.
Yeah.
But I think that's where they should go. And I really want to see what happens to Omega. I'm a big Omega fan. I really want to see her grow up and see what happens to her, because, I mean, I just think she's an absolute thug. Like, she's awesome.
That's something I wanted to talk about and just directly ask JT, because I know early on, early doors, bro was drinking that haterade on Omega, as I feel like everybody was, you know? I don't feel like anyone enjoyed Omega early on. Now, she's everyone's favorite. You know?
Not my favorite.
No. Yeah. No. Not messing with her?
It's a child. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I hate kids.
Rose on his Annie arc.
That's fair. That's fair.
And with Crosshair especially, Van Seal, I know that's your boy.
It's my goat, man. It's my boy. And I know he's going to have to go. But that's just going to make his character even better.
Mm-hmm. This is where I want to pose, like, what are our predictions for the finale? If you had to pick one character to die, at least.
Everybody but Echo, I think.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Let me rewind that. The finale, we don't know the runtime for the finale, right?
I think we do. I keep talking, I'll look it up.
Okay. So,
I think it's only 28
minutes. The one thing that I will say that the Bad Batch show does terribly is their season finales. Their season finales are so just, the pace is incredibly just breakneck fast.
Mm-hmm.
they do a great job building up to the finale, but then the finale just like, it's just like go 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 go, and then it's over. I liked that Tech died in this the episode before the finale, because it gave us time to show everyone processing his death, and it kind of gave, he actually I think had a really good death, like in terms of the way it was paced and everything. Like, but we're going into the last episode, we kind of have an idea on how they're going to break out, or how, you know, how shit's going to go down. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to release Mecha Godzilla again.
Yeah, I saw they kind of alluded to that last episode.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that makes sense. They're just going to, you know, let hell break loose there. But then I'm like, 20, only one episode, 20 something minutes? I'm like, are you just going to have to blow them all up at once? Because I feel like someone's going to have to die. I mean, if nobody dies, I'd be okay with that. But realistically speaking, every single one of these characters, except for Omega, I think has to die.
Character.
Because the problem is, when we see them in, when we see Rex and Rebels, it's just Rex, Wolf, and Gregor.
Mm-hmm.
And Echo is like best friends with Rex right now. He, like, Echo is like devoting the rest of his life to Rex's mission to helping clones. So it just doesn't make any sense that we never see Echo ever again helping Rex, you know, and Rebels. So I don't know. I mean, supposedly, I guess that maybe they're all going to go into the next show called The Clone Uprising or whatever it's called, you know, like Captain Rex and the Bad Batch, whatever they're going to call the next show.
I saw.
They're all going to transition, but
I saw a number. I did some googling and I saw a number. I'm going to set an over under for you guys at 41 minutes. Over or under?
Under.
That's what? Over.
Fred.
Under.
It's 24 minutes.
What did I say?
Jesus
Christ. What did I say that they are really bad at doing? Their season finales go like breakneck speed. That's 24 minutes with, minus a minute for the Disney Plus, all the helmets and faces shining, skip the intro button,
and then like, and three, then
minus
of
another
credits.
5 minutes off for the credits.
Yeah,
that's crazy. How that
20 dude, minutes to wrap up an entire series.
So, yeah,
that is nuts. Consider,
I'm not with it. I am not with it.
So
joining us is, he loves all things gardening, including grass and fertilization. It's Mary J. How you doing, buddy? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the pod.
What's cracking?
We'll take it. You're not with it?
I'm not with it at all. And that's crazy that it's like literally a sub 20 minute finale.
That's rumored. Yeah. That's what's rumored. It's heavily rumored. 24 minutes.
It wouldn't shock me though. Like I said, like that they do a really bad job at just, their season finales suck. Like they just don't feel like these epic long.
The first
season
one
finales
was pretty
normal
dope.
Yet.
The first one was dope. Hmm? The Kamino with the standoff. That was pretty
but
sick.
But the standoff wasn't in the last episode. The standoff was in the episode before.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so the last episode was just them leaving.
Weren't they part one and two?
Correct, but I mean, they were a week apart.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, if they're part one, part two, just show them at the same time, and then it feels more like a complete episode.
I just feel like they should have allowed, especially because every episode has been sub 30, they should have allowed 60 for the finale.
Well, this is also the season, not the season finale, the series finale.
Series finale.
So, and the Bad Batch, like, it gets a lot of bad rep too, which I really can't stand. But I understand where they're coming from, because you can't just dive into the Bad Batch and like appreciate everything. It's like you have to watch six seasons worth of Clone Wars. You got to watch, arguably,
to
you
be
know,
fair, though,
well,
I
three,
don't
three
feel,
to six Star Wars movies.
I don't feel like you have with the Bad Batch. I don't feel like you have to watch Clone Wars first, because every character is kind.
It's not about the clone.
Yeah, every character they kind of focus in on in certain episodes, and you can see like, oh, this is like, you don't need
to follow and understand. I would say, yeah, I agree with you. To follow and understand what's going on, yeah, it's not like you're going to be completely lost. But I think to appreciate all the nods and like to understand the little details, I would say. Yeah. You kind of need that the homework.
I feel like you can go back and get that, though, because how impactful would it be?
Oh, yeah.
How impactful would it be to see Echo crew cut, two hands, ready to rock?
Dude, it's crazy how high-pitched his voice is in Season 1 of Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And then he has like one of the roughest voices by the end. I'm just like...
I'm Echo, ready to rock.
And then he's just like, oh, where are you? Like, it's almost as bad as Wrecker.
We've got to go back with Riggs.
But yeah, so I can see right now, I can see it where there, like, there's going to be articles being published literally Wednesday morning saying, Star Wars Season 3 finale is the worst ever, lowest ratings, blah, 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 Bad Batch was just a failed show. It's like, dude, the Bad Batch is... Okay, I'll say this. Season 1 was, like, okay. And it's so weird, too. I don't know if it's because the Bad Batch, in my opinion, is an off-meta show. But... It got better the longer it went.
And think most shows don't do that. I think it had most
shows. Most shows, yeah, Season 1 was better. And they just kind of go downhill. And I'm like, dude, Bad Batch was the opposite. Like, it got way better as it went, you know, went on.
I think it had everything to do with, because it focused heavily on Omega, the entire series. But she only became an enjoyable character this season, I would say.
I liked her in season 2.
I appreciated her more in season 3 because she grew up in Mount Tantus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you definitely saw her change with her tallying days on the wall like a actual prisoner, which she was.
That was a really nice little nod to Rey as well, seeing that. That was pretty cool. I enjoy any kind of story like that where you're waiting for your family to return. There was a book that I read way back in the day. I think it was like Where the Red Fern Grows or something, where some kid went off and built a log cabin waiting for his dad. His dad never came. And every day he'd notch a day on a stick, and then at the end he was just so pissed he threw all the sticks in the fire. He's like, screw you, Pa. You ain't never coming back, Pa. But I like it, and I think it's nice to see good female characters being written pretty well. Holy crap.
Yeah, absolutely. Bless you.
Bless you. That was a good one.
The one thing I love about Omega, especially in Season 3, that like I think that stands out more in Season 3 than any other season, is like her confidence... is just like amazing.
I agree.
And it's not like the confidence of like, I know I can do this. It's like the I don't give a shit confidence. Like, we're doing this and it's gonna happen. It's just like, okay. Like, she literally just speaks things into existence sometimes. Like, that's the level of confidence that she has. And I'm like, for a little kid to have that in like the situations she's in, I'm like, I'm down. Like, I want to see more of this.
She is holistic. Batcher's
the real MVP.
Oh, Batcher's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to kill him off and it's going to be sad. It's always so much more sad when the dog dies.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think the dog deserves to be in the season finale if you only got 20 minutes. Like, is that a priority here?
Well, it's like I said, to be.
The only way it happens is you blow them all up at once. Like, someone just has a sick clat 360 no-scope. So here's the things that have to happen in the season finale. We gotta release Mechagodzilla. Okay.
Yep.
Tantus probably gets destroyed.
This early? Mm-hmm. This early?
Yeah.
Does it get...
Yeah.
So dude, Mechagodzilla, bro.
Hold me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
There was a theory that the Bad Batch blows up Mount Tantus, which is the cause for Palpatine's, in the sequel, his deformity, because all the perfected clones were destroyed by the Bad Batch. Thus, theoretically, the Bad Batch saved Star Wars.
That's pretty dope. That's a decent little theory right there. I can get behind that.
So we gotta
Godzilla.
Release Godzilla, right? We gotta release Godzilla. Blow up Tantus. There's gonna, like, this blows my mind. Like, we have 20 something minutes and there's so much that have to happen. Crosshair has to have a redemption shootout with his doppelganger that, you know, that survived. Oh, yeah. And they, you know, they never that killed
fucker.
Each other.
That fucker's still around.
Skis, bro. He's
anyway, so that has to happen. We have to see what's going to go on with Emery.
Yeah. Emily, bro, come on.
The Jedi kids. We got to see what's going to happen with the Jedi kids.
They're getting washed.
Killed off.
Okay, let's kill them off. Let's kill them off. Save screen time because we don't have much of it.
Did you notice they're all aliens too? By the way,
I mean, I don't see race in Star Wars. So yeah, I mean, that's
okay, buddy.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Unreal.
I just knew that they're all kids. That's about it.
Of course.
I'm trying to work the screen time here. We got the 1 minute Disney Plus, and then we have 4 minutes for credits. So
yeah,
I'd say every 3.5 minutes,
someone has to die.
Bad member dies. And then in the very last minute, it's so fast. Omega blows up Mount Tantus, escapes with a shuttle. Boom. Credit.
What about Emery and Dr. What's his name? Dr.
Hemlock?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that guy is going to
die to the Godzilla?
No, I think Darth Vader is going to kill him.
You think Vader's going to show up last minute? Like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm only here for 2 minutes. Let's wrap this up.
Yes, I do. We've already seen the Emperor. You know, I think we get Vader. I think we get a lightsaber.
But do you... Okay, so...
Satisfy the MJs of the world.
But do you think Vader knows about Project Necromancer? Because Tarkin didn't.
No, Vader doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
In my
opinion. No, but I think he knows a direct order. Hey, you're going to go kill this doctor.
Okay, we need you to go here and kill a bunch of people, but you got to wear this blindfold.
Yeah. Essentially. Like
the stormtroopers are going to put a bag over him like the CIA and drop him off.
That'd be funny. No, I think Vader's going to show up for sure.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna...
And there's another thing that we haven't seen yet is there's like a new soldier they're working on. They briefly mentioned that like the reinforcements aren't ready and it showed like a new breed of trooper. And I looked at it, I was like, it's not a dark trooper, it's not a clone. I'm like I've never seen this armor before, and you see it on Hemlock's data pad. And I'm like, what the hell's that? And so I'm just like, again, there's a lot of things that they haven't really
I have some subtle beef with Bad Batch because, and I say this to JT every single week that we watch this shit. They can't drop 20-minute episodes separated by a week. Because you're going to drop a filler episode, and then it's going to feel like 2 weeks until something substantial has happened. And like you were saying, up until Ventress, I felt like everything was solid as fuck.
Yeah.
Since Ventress, we've gotten a lot of filler.
A little bit, yeah.
You know?
We didn't even get answers about Ventress.
Oh, another guy, I think. We got to see what's going to happen with Vice Admiral, what's his face?
Rampart.
Yeah, it's just like there's so many things going on at the same time. Man.
I love this MJ guy. He's picking up.
Yeah, there's so many things going on at the same time. I'm like, how are you going to wrap this? Like it's obviously, I think it's going to suck. I think the finale is going to suck because
it's going to feel
realistically,
rushed.
All their finales feel rushed. It's just so much happens, and you're just like, okay. Like every time I watch one of their finales, I'm like, well, at least we're getting another season. Maybe that'll clear up there. It's like, well, this is it. We're not getting another season. We may get another show that, you know, transitions all these characters into another show, but we don't know that yet. Mm-hmm. So I like going into this finale, I think this is the last time we're going to see any of these characters.
I do have to admit something that with the last three recent episodes of The Bad Batch, the moment those credits rolled onto the screen, I said to myself, I hate the show. I can recommend like three others right now you should go watch.
like what?
Fallout, X-Men.
You missed it. I dogged on that show. We ain't watching Fallout. We play the games around these parts. We don't watch movies.
Okay.
Yeah, we do not. We don't be watching no Fallout.
Especially no Amazon bullshit.
It's a good one, for sure. To be fair, it's the only game adaptation I think that's actually 100% accurate. We have a Mortal Kombat adaptation. We've got...
Wait, you didn't like the Street Fighter movie? The Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Or the Super Mario Bros?
Or Assassin's Creed? That movie was sick.
Or Resident Evil when they made they race swapped Wesker?
Some people love that.
That's sick, though. R.I.P., man.
Fallout, Fallout holds the crown for adaptations.
It just came out! What do you mean?
That crown could be easily taken, you know what I mean?
Easily.
What if they made a Fall Guys movie?
They're making an Among Us movie.
They're making a Minecraft movie.
Why are we pandering to children still?
I don't think children play these games. That's the sad part.
Minecraft yard.
Those children are now adults, though.
Yes.
And now a lot of those adults are preying on them too. It's crazy. See some fucking wild shit, and not just talking about Edward here either. Talking about like all the, I feel like you see it on Twitter or X. Edward. You see it on X all the time about some sort
of. Is that
the
guy from Twilight?
No. He's the guy from.
From us.
Professor X.
No.
From who?
From the Thunderfucks.
Alaskan Thunderfuck? That's a strain of weed. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's the guy from Supercard. He's the guy from Supercard. So watch.
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
He plays Fall Guys a lot, and it's
a real dude.
Yeah, it's a real dude.
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
I'm not following you guys. I'm lost right now, so we'll just move on.
Me too.
We know a guy named Edward. And he religiously
plays... We're talking about a person now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know a guy named Edward. Religiously plays Fall Guys. You know, that's just... Religiously. And I just think that's a little weird. You know, you see it on X all the time about, like, a new Minecraft YouTuber who comes out as, a child predator and shit. That shit's wild, you know? That's just really, really wild, and it makes you question... All these people on, like, little kids' TV shows, Nickelodeon, you see, with the documentary they just dropped, where they had three literal...
I don't know why that I didn't watch it or anything, but I don't know why that got so much traction. I really don't. I like, are people just that stupid?
What happened?
On what?
Like...
MJ is coming close. MJ's
from... That's John. You're talking about child predators, and he just dipped. You're talking about Minecraft and Roblox. This guy's like, I'm out. It's not for me.
I love Roblox. What do you mean?
Because he plays Fall Guys. I think the whole industry is like that. So when like...
I think the reason why the Nickelodeon one got so much traction is because we all, like, our generation grew up watching Nickelodeon.
We? Old head?
He's back.
2000s. That's me.
Yeah, Judah was born after 9/11, so he doesn't have that trauma built into him.
Damn.
What?
Were you
2001, right?
Yeah, were you 2000?
Yeah, I was 2000. Fuck you!
Oh, you're old head, dog.
You're an old head.
No, not me.
You grew up in the 90s.
Well, moving on from Bad Batch, we all think we're in agreement. Finale is going to be like just a wreck.
Can't
car
wait.
Wreck.
It's going to be a wreck, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I got to fight Godzilla.
I can't wait.
Okay, if that's what happens, then I'll be okay with the finale.
Shovel ring the bell, ding ding. And he just gets
fighting
killed.
Godzilla would be great.
No, just like a raid boss, bro. He's gonna get killed in one hit. He's done.
Well, his armor's all messed up from fighting that, you know, from Entei when they fought Entei in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The legendary Pokemon.
He got cooked. I think Wrecker's going to be the first to go.
I thought he died so many times. I was like...
I thought on that explosion they were going to be...
Yeah, I thought when he's face down the water, I'm like, yeah, he's dead, right? Because normally when you're face down the water, you're just dead.
Gotta be.
Like
Wrecker's probably... Let's do this. So Wrecker, who dies next? I think Hunter is going to be the last...
Hunter. It's gonna come down to Hunter, and I don't think Echo dies. Actually, I don't think Echo dies. I think Echo is gonna die serving with Rex. Mm-hmm. I think that just makes more sense because it will kind of pander to the whole, like, you have the trio, the 501st trio. You have Rex, Fives, and Echo. Mm-hmm. And I think if Echo dies serving with Rex, I think it just builds more to, like, Rex's trauma about, you know, he always talks about all the brothers he's lost. Because those were his boys. Those were the boys he pretty much trained up, like. So I don't think Echo's going to die here. I think Wrecker dies for sure. Ecker. Did I say Ecker? Echo. I don't think Echo dies. Wrecker is going to die. And then I think it's going to come down between Omega's, like, two dads. Hunter and...
Hunter's the dad, for sure, and then...
I almost said Biden after.
Biden.
Hunter Biden. Hunter and...
What are you doing here, buddy?
Crosshair is the uncle that took her hunting. Uncle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to come down to those two, I think. If people die...
Wrecker is their little brother. Tech was, like, the autistic uncle that you'd see just on holidays and shit, you know,
making grilled cheese
sleepwalking, making grilled cheese. Oh, don't wake him up. He's in his own. Yeah, that's a good shout. It might come down to them.
Also, the last thing I'll say about the Bad Batch, last thing, and I hope you guys will agree with me on this. Can we just say thank you for not bringing back
Tech?
No, the Trandoshan girl that just was annoying.
Oh. What was her name?
Fucking
What was her fucking name? Ended with an X, right? Did end with an X?
I don't know. I'm glad we all forgot her name because
MJ,
she ruined so many episodes. She was literally like
the
quest giver of filler episodes.
No one looking
it
up.
Don't look it up. I don't want it back in my database.
Looking up Star Wars chess lady.
Hey,
MJ. You're gonna get something way different.
MJ, what's the Trandoshan lady's name in Bad Batch? You ought to know.
We all forgot. Thank God they kept out of season 3.
It's like 3 letters, man.
I'm starting to remember. I don't want to. It's 4 letters, I think.
4 letters.
Oh, but I think, man, 2 of them are the same.
Oh, man. Bad Batch.
No.
Dotion.
Wait.
Sid. That's the one. Fanciel's favorite. He's got her action figure.
No, I don't.
He's got her Black Series.
That picture of her right there behind him.
It has a hole in the back for some reason. It's weird.
Yeah, because I shoot it at it with my AR.
Before we move on, the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace is coming out. Are any of you guys going to see it?
I am going to go see it on May 4th.
I'm seeing it on the 3rd. Because I want to do...
Day early, bud. Day early.
I want to do a big stream on the 4th. So I'm seeing it on the 3rd. I might see it on the 4th as well.
I'm gonna stream on the 4th as well. But I'm going to see it around noon. I got an early showing. Just going to go see it with a buddy.
Too.
Go get lunch and then...
Where are you going to get lunch
just
at?
Not Five Guys? I don't know. No idea.
Oh. Five Guys Burgers
no
and
idea.
Fries?
Hell no.
Arby's?
Hell no.
Arby's?
Maybe.
Subway?
Maybe.
Pizza?
What's your least favorite place to go get food? But you still go there. It's not like a place that you don't go, but you go there.
Oh, least favorite place? Like the place where I'm just like, why do I keep coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel like if I say anything, he's going to judge me.
No. Judge-free zone, bro.
No. This is not Planet Fitness.
Judgment-free zone.
Place I hate going... I don't eat out a whole lot. I cook a lot. I meal prep a lot. But I would say... When I do go eat out, it's usually super late. Mm-hmm. And my options are really limited. But I would say... Denny's? Yeah, dude. I
What are you fucking a waitress or some shit?
Huh?
You fucking one of the waitresses or some shit? Who, why are you going to Denny's,
no.
Doc?
Because I'm like, oh, it's not fast food, but then like, dude, I get their burger and I just squeeze the shit out of it.
You getting a burger
a
from
grease.
Denny's, Doc? Not even the Grand Slam? No one on base? Call yourself Mike Trout? The fuck?
No, man. No. Yeah, and I go to Denny's, I'm just like, why do I keep doing this?
I would say the same thing. Like, why am I here right now?
The last time I went there, the guy that was standing in front of me waiting for his order had, like, an ankle monitor on. Just like, why am I here? Like, I shouldn't be here right now.
What am I doing?
I'm looking at my future, honestly. Just coming to
he
Denny's.
Turns around, he just nods, goes, sup, and I'm like, hey, how's it going?
I'm going to get stabbed at Denny's for pancakes. This is not
working. Slides in the same booth as you, so.
I work at Five Guys, and I go to Denny's to get a burger, yeah. I'm clearly not doing it right.
Saw you staring at me in line there, buddy. Anything? You get a problem?
I like your bracelet.
So what are you doing?
Is that last year's model?
Fucking A, man. My favorite, or my least favorite place, it's probably McDonald's. It's probably McDonald's. Every time I get it, I'm like, man, this is too damn expensive. I gotta stop coming here. Gotta stop coming here. And half the time they make my shit wrong, and it's like, fuck. It's hard to get chicken nuggets wrong, you know? It's hard to get chicken.
Explain. How do you? The only way you make chicken to get chicken nuggets wrong is if they just don't give them to you.
Dude, half the time they overcook them bad boys. Half the time they get the number wrong. And it's just, they give me barbecue sauce when I ask for sweet and sour. It's crazy.
So I'll one-up you on my McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's often, but I ever do for the breakfast. But I'm a very simple creature, okay? I'm what you would call a basic bitch.
Yeah, you love cheeseburgers from Denny's.
And I just get ketchup and cheese on my burgers. That's it. Just like a little kid.
Hey, same here, man. Gang shit.
This happened a few years ago. It still blows my mind to this day. I don't know if I was getting trolled or just people at McDonald's or just people at McDonald's. I go and I'm like, I just want two cheeseburgers, only cheese and ketchup.
And that's all you got. Okay. No meat.
They handed me the bag and I'm like, it feels pretty light. It feels like there's just a bunch of like air in here. So I open up the wrapper. Oh, bun's there. Cheese on one bun, ketchup on the other. And I'm like, you kidding me? You're really kidding me. And I went back and they were just like, oh yeah, you only asked for cheese and ketchup. I'm like, on my cheeseburger. And they're like, oh, do you still want the patties? I'm like, yeah, I still want the patties.
Yeah. Double and give it to the next guy.
You can't win with a McDonald's, I feel like.
Special breeds there for sure.
I can't wait for robots to replace them. I really can't.
Honestly, there was a comedian, his name was Greg Giraldo, and he said, treat McDonald's the same way you treat your wife. You love it, you respect it, but you only eat out at it when you're on vacation. And fair freaking play, you know. You can't be having McDonald's just on like a random Monday night after a podcast. Like, you just can't do that. You gotta have some nice pick-me-up, a nice pasta. Nice thing of macaroni and cheese. Not that Kraft stuff, not that Velveeta stuff, but I'm talking.
We're not going anymore. No. Sorry. Continue.
Sorry, MJ. Can't get your happy meal. Now, as far as Star Wars goes, since this is, you know, the debut episode of season 3, I wanted to do a very fun little activity with you guys, and I wanted to rate each Star Wars film. And what I need you guys to do is whip out either your phone or a pad and pen and write down each individual episode. And then we'll go one by one. We'll give each a score. You're going to grade it 1 to 9. You can't do the same number twice. 1 is the best movie. 9 is the worst movie. Catch the drift?
Yes.
All right. So we will start with.
We're just doing the 1 through 9, right? Like episodic.
Yeah.
Movies. We're not doing.
Not doing Rogue One because that would be, that'd be a monkey wrench. That would be a monkey wrench. And then Solo is also a pretty decent flick. So with the Phantom Menace, we've got Attack of the Clones. Ooh, do I want to write all this? I'm just going to write Ep. Ep 2, Ep 3, Ep 4.
Hello?
Hello, Juder. So what we're doing is we're going to be rating each Star Wars film. We're going to do it silently. So on a pad or pad and pen or your phone, give each movie 1 through 9. 1 is the best, 9 is the worst. And then we'll come together and see what score we gave each movie. Does that make sense? We'll do a little cumulative score where, like golf, the movie with the lowest score wins.
Number 9.
Coming at number 9.
Oh, this one's tough. And this is based on how you like that movie, not if it's the best, the worst, just how you like it, you know? How you like it. What's your favorite?
My keyboard.
I am ready when you guys are.
No, I think I have another post that I messed up.
I am typing this John up.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay. 13, 14.
Wait, how many?
1 through 9. 1 through 9.
Counting to make sure you guys are paying attention.
Okay, Jesus Christ, I'm about to say.
Okay, so that goes there. That goes there.
Need a bigger list.
Need a bigger list. I'm ready when you guys are. Let me know. Obviously, take your time. No rush.
Oh, any like me, it's my.
Oh, Vancio's getting yelled at. Can't go to McDonald's today.
No, my brother wants to borrow the Oculus. I told him it's dead. I'll charge it in a little bit.
Watching all that porn.
Yeah. No, probably playing Vader Immortal. It's a lot of really fun game.
That sounds pretty dope. You just play as Darth Vader.
Yeah, you're like his. You're his other secret apprentice. It's like, of course, he's got another one. Jesus Christ. I bet you tell. He tells all of his apprentices that.
Yeah.
My secret apprentice.
You're my
side apprentice.
You're my secret wife, Padme.
Why am I McDonald's in your phone? All right, hang on.
I'm missing one.
I'm almost missing? There. Hang on.
Judah's missing the top of his head right now.
You noticed that too?
Cousin, I'm back.
He's back, baby. Let's go.
I have to.
Hang on.
Black.
Actually, I probably.
Which one are you missing, JT?
I probably should do what I said and charge the Oculus, not just like ignore
it. It's one of the older ones.
4, 5, 6?
Yeah.
You charge, please. Thank you. Okay. I'm almost done. I'm just hang on. I got 3 down so far. I'm trying to remember what they're all about. Okay, give me a second.
No wonder this trial's getting delayed so long, man.
Yeah. Fudge. This is so tough.
MJ banged that shit out.
He probably just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I did not.
Anyone who's
I honestly
huge
gave
fan,
it a real solid review.
Anyone who's a huge
okay,
fan.
Okay, okay, okay. I
It was 1 through 9, right? Episodes?
Yeah.
Not the add-ons movies like Solo and Rogue One?
No. Just okay. 1 through 9. Episodic. Because Rogue One, I feel like, would make this a really tough list. Rogue One's really fucking good. Do you remember?
I don't know, man. It's tough.
Looking at your hat, man, I remember how popular Under Armour used to be.
Dude, guess how old this hat is?
Oh. 20 years.
Almost true, actually.
I got this thing in 07.
Damn.
It's my favorite hat. I call it my pancake because it feels like you're putting a pancake on your head. That's how broken it is. It's the softest hat you'll ever wear. It's the best. I've been in, like, car accidents. I almost lost it in the ocean one time, and I went diving after it.
It's like, I need it.
It was a pretty
sick
hat.
Pretty much. It's a part of me at this point.
Pretty dope hat. I gotta make
it. Yeah, I almost died wearing this hat, you know.
Lost his virginity wearing that hat.
I was just thinking that, too. That is for his time wearing that.
I gotta order the MAGA hat at some point.
It's so tough, man.
I'm gonna make a hat with the new logo, a nice, really bright, like fluorescent pink one. Gonna be dope.
I got hats for days, boy.
Huge Bass Pro Shops fan.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna get a little controversial with mine.
When
cancer awareness not coming up soon as well, right? A couple months time, something.
That's October.
This
man's
episode 8 is the greatest.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. I got mine finally. Sorry.
All right, let's start.
I took it too seriously.
Let's start with episode 1, Phantom Menace. JT, what score did you give it?
Phantom Menace, a 4.
Okay. MJ, what did you give it?
3.
3? Okay. Benjil.
I gave it a 4 as well.
No way. I also gave it a 4. How about that? Fred? 3? 3
from
All right.
That's the homie. That's why my little dude is named after him. He knows what he's talking about.
All right, now we'll reverse the order. Fred, episode 2, what'd you give it?
I went on a 4.
4? Okay.
Bugging.
I gave it a 5.
Bugging.
Banjeel?
I gave it a 2.
Gave it a 2?
I did 2.
I did as well.
Let's go.
Very good, very good, very good.
Stream sniping man seals lit.
Fred, episode 3, what'd you give it?
Who?
Fred.
I gave episode 3 a 1.
Okay. Juder? A 1. Hello, brother.
Brother.
MJ?
Oh.
I gave it a 1.
A 1? And Banjiel?
I gave it a 3.
A 3. Ooh, controversial.
No, that's not the controversial one.
I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2. Episode 4. Banjiel.
5.
Okay. I gave it a 6. Gave it a 6. Juder?
Fucked up. I gave it a 3. I miss... Well, it's 3 in my book.
Fred?
I gave episode 4 or 5.
Okay. And then MJ?
I gave it a 4.
A 4. Ooh, it's very... Pretty down the middle on that one, you know. Pretty down the middle on that one. And then episode number 5, MJ?
I gave it a 3.
Juder?
Gave it a 5. That should have been number 3.
That should have been 3. Do you want to make that switch?
No.
Okay. And then Fred?
I got a question real quick. We're only supposed to use a number once, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, cool. So I gave 5 a 6.
Okay. And then Banjiel?
Gave it a 1.
Gave it a 1. Okay, I gave it a 3. Very, very controversial there, Fred. That number six. And then episode 6, I gave a 1. What about you, Banjiel?
I gave 6 a 7.
Oh, boy. Not a big fan of it. MJ?
6.
Okay. Juju?
Also a 6.
Fred?
I gave 6 a 2.
My guy. He knows cinema. What about episode 7, Fred?
7, I gave an 8.
Okay. Jute.
What is 7? Force Awakens? Yeah. I gave that a 7.
All right. MJ?
Gave it a 7.
Nice. Banjo?
I gave it a 6.
I gave it a 7, which means it averages at 7. Awesome.
I liked an over return, so.
Episode 8, raise your hand if you gave it a 9.
I gave it a 7.
Okay. What about you, Banjo?
I gave 8 an 8.
8 and 8. MJ?
Same.
Juder?
Also gave it an 8.
Yeah, episode 8 averages as an 8. Okay. What about episode 9? I gave it an 8. Did you guys give it all 9? I don't think 9? Anyone
used... That's my 9.
Okay.
I gave it a 9.
9.
The Rise of Bitch Mage.
9! 9! MJ? 9?
I gave it a 9.
All right. So I was the only one that gave it an 8. And that works. That works. That averages just underneath a 9. So cumulatively, it looks like episode 3 is the lowest, with 3 ones, a 2, and a 3. Pretty decent little score there. And then...
Proud of my 3.
Yeah, you fucking ruined it.
Facts.
You commie. What is that? We could just add them up, actually. So, Phantom Menace, 4, 8, 12, averaged out, or not averaged, it came to a sum of 18. Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, came to a sum of 15.
Woo!
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, came to a sum of 8. That is a very low score. Episode 4, A New Hope, came to a sum of 23. Y'all did not like that movie. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, came to a sum of 18. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, came to a sum of 12, 14, 21, 22. And then Jesus Christ, there's a whole hell of a lot of high numbers here.
We're in triple digits.
Not quite, but we're in the 40s.
You should multiply the numbers for the 7, 8, 9.
Well, damn near, they're outlier. They're complete outliers. 7 is 35, 8 is 40, and 9 is 44. So in order, we go episode 3. Is the number one favorite among us. And then it's episode 2. And then it's episode 1. And
the tie is, between 1 and 5.
Tied between 1 and 5. And then... Yeah. But, oh, tiebreaker would probably go to episode 5. Because Banjeel gave it a 1. So, episode 5 over episode 1. Then we have Return of the Jedi. Dead in the middle. Dead in the middle. Episode 4. And then in order 7, 8, 9. Which is... That's a good little list. It's a good little list. I like that. I like that. Now, something that I wanted to talk about here on the podcast is with you guys. Who... And I had this... I posed this... Some would say it's an asinine statement. Some would say it's the greatest statement of all time. I went into my friend It's Mary J's Twitch chat and said, Ryan Gosling is the greatest actor alive.
And yeah, I'll see you later.
All right. Well, I guess that concludes the stream.
I'm out.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
In your guys' mind, how good is Ryan Gosling? And who do you think is the greatest actor?
I think he ruined his career by doing the Barbie movie. I said it.
Dude, I fucked with the Barbie movie. It was decent. I do that. Don't look at me like that. I'll
never watch it.
Fucking dream.
I will never watch it. Never seen it. Will never watch it. I mean, you can strap me to a chair like Clockwork Orange and I still won't watch it. I'll close my eyes. No way.
I saw a meme of that today, of like the guy's eyes being held open, And it was like, this is me trying to find an inkling of interest to watch the Bad Batch finale. And I was like, yeah, I know a lot of people who have that sentiment. But yeah, hey, you know, it is what it is. I know the Barbie movie wasn't made for guys like us.
It wasn't made for guys.
It wasn't
for guys in general.
Period. Yeah.
The only thing I can say about the Barbie movie, from the trailers I've seen, the sets look pretty impressive. I would say the sets look really cool, and I thought it was really funny that there was a shortage of pink paint during the production of that movie. Not an actual joke. Like, they actually used that much pink paint making that movie, that there was a shortage.
It was pretty funny. World. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell was in it. I wasn't expecting that, and he was hilarious. But who's your guys' favorite actors? You know? Who's your favorite actors?
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I just played a clip of him the other day, actually, from the Naked Gun assembling from a 50 caliber Desert Eagle to a AA gun, essentially.
That shit went hard. That shit went hard.
Favorite actors. I'm not really big on celebrities. Like, I don't like have any, like... I would say one of my favorite actors, and this is a character, this is an actor I would love to see in Star Wars. I don't care what he plays.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Fassbender is probably,
he's like, pretty dope.
One of my favorite actors, like, currently, if not my favorite actor. He just has such a great presence.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty dope. What do we just see him in, JT? The Killer? Was that movie?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Assassin. I haven't seen that one yet, but yeah, I think that's what the film's called.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. What about you, Juder? What do you like in an actor?
Cillian Murphy.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, you got to. It's great. I
liked him in Peaky Blinders a lot and 28 Days Later.
Liked him in Batman, too. He was a pretty good scarecrow.
I mean, he's one of Nolan's go-to actors for all his movies. I mean,
mm-hmm.
He also did Inception, and then he also did Dunkirk.
Yeah, he was great in both of those.
Yeah.
So I know JT has been slaving away on the internet, browsing some deals, and it's time for JT to share his Juder's No Doubt Money Moves.
I got two things.
Okay.
Pair of basketball shoes.
Which ones?
The Giannis Immortal Threes.
Where can the people find that?
I am sending you a link right now, if it allows me. But on the Nike website, they are currently 29% off.
Okay.
So it's $59.97 USD.
And what else we got for them? What's the Juder No Doubt Money Move of the Week?
Probably this England home kit. Also on the Nike web store.
Mm-hmm.
$66.97.
That's decent. That is decent. Mm-hmm. We have a Kim's Nuclear hot take from Kim's Picks. Follow him on X. And that is, do not bet on the Philadelphia 76ers unders against the Knicks. He says, stay away from any Philadelphia 76ers unders. And with that, it is time to transition to our mailbag segment. We have a handful of really good questions that we'll tackle, and we'll get you guys up out of here. Three questions coming in from Henry from Connecticut. Do you think a new Star Wars story mode game is going to be any good?
Oh, Outlaws? No.
I don't either.
Straight up, it looks like I'm sick and tired of these non-multiplayer Star Wars games. Like, it's like a barren wasteland right now for Star Wars gamers. Like, it's, yeah, we got the you know, the Dark Souls, you know, baby version, Cal Kestis stuff. But it's like, and we already know we're getting a third one, right?
Yeah.
But some people just aren't into those games, and if they aren't into those type of games, then what other games do they have to play? The gameplay looked really interesting. It looked a lot like Red Dead Redemption gameplay. Mm-hmm. Like, they have like a wanted system where the Empire chases you and something. Like, that's really cool. I would like to do that with my friends. Because Red Dead Online...
Not going to be able to do it!
Yeah, Red Dead Online was a lot of fun. Being able to form a posse and, you know, go hold up the saloon or something like that and have the marshals chase you. Like, super fun. Yeah. Also, not really a hot take because I don't really give a shit, but why did they make, like, the actress... Like, okay, so, like, when you look at Starkiller, for example...
Sam Handsome Whitworth, fucking devil.
Looks exactly like the character.
Yep.
The gay guy from Sheamus looks exactly like the character. Let's go. The same character, right? The same. They port them over. Even Trilla, the girl that plays the second sister, and Seer Jinda. I swear, it's like they use the same people, right? They look exactly the same. The actress they used for this upcoming Star Wars Outlaws claim, they made her uglier than how she looks in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because they wanted to try and, like, find that gray area. Tag. Is she a boy? Is she a girl? I don't know. But, like, it's just, like, stop. Like she's gorgeous in real life. I probably would not hate the game as much, but I'm like, she looks like butt.
Would you?
No.
Okay.
No. And then she's got her little Pikachu that follows her around everywhere. I'm just like, what? Mm-hmm.
They gotta sell toys.
Yeah, exactly. Toys. Well, the other controversial stuff with that game is how expensive the game's gonna be.
I haven't seen anything about that. Do you know anything about that, MJ? Nothing?
So, the game's gonna be $69.99, $70 for the game, right?
Yep.
The deluxe edition jumps all the way from $69.99 to $109.99.
Oh, yeah, I know all that, yeah.
And guess what you're going to get with that? You're going to get one of the Jabba the Hutt missions that's not going to be in the story game.
Yep.
Then there's a collector's edition that goes from $109 to $129.99, so an additional $20. So you're almost paying $140 for a single-player video game. And guess what? They have pre-order exclusive perks. I don't understand why people are still trying to scam people with this whole pre-order concept. Nobody buys physical copies anymore. Everything's digital. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to run out. There's no sense in pre-ordering anything anymore because they're not going to run out.
But you can download it earlier, bro.
Exactly. So the fact that it's coming from Ubisoft, Ubisoft has had a bunch of L's. Exactly. They've had that Pirates game that, you know, they said was a quadruple A video game, and that tanked. Ubisoft has been really shitting their own bed lately. So, this game comes out in August. I really don't want to play it. But if my viewers, you know, want me to try it, maybe...
Maybe you put a sub goal on the screen.
They better slang some cash.
Well, yeah. Maybe what we'll do is we'll set up a stream. We'll be like, let's see if we can beat this game in under 2 hours. That way I can refund it on Steam. That's about as much as I want to play it.
In my opinion, the game is dead on arrival. I mean, a while back, I had a chit-chat with Van Seal about Jedi Survivor's release. If I remember correctly, I don't remember if they released the game days earlier upon the release date. I do remember, like, a lot of people were not able to play the game. Like, the only people that were really able to play were, like, people with super PCs, like Shroud, in the very first few days before, like, the patches came out so people could play.
Yeah.
But having the game released days early from its release date just means, one, you have to pre-order, and two, I'll watch that whole storyline single-player game before its release date.
Yeah, the thing that I hate is Survivor 2, bro. They released the game with, I don't know what they call it, but it's like visual mode or presentation mode, where everything is, every texture is 4K, but it runs at 29 frames per second. And then, like, 2 months later, they bring out performance mode, which dumbs it down to 720p at 60 frames per second. I'm like, what are we doing with these consoles? What are we doing with these PCs?
Unfortunately, you know, I really wish other developers outside of EA would make Star Wars games. I really would.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft is not the company they used to be 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, they're kicking ass. They're coming out with some great titles. Now it's like they're spending so much money on these games, and they're expecting people to buy every ounce of bullshit that they feed us. But then their games don't last. You've probably put more time into Helldivers, Tico, and I know you don't like the game as much, but you probably put more time into Helldivers already than you probably will playing Star Wars Outlaws, just being realistic.
I'm not gonna buy the game.
Yeah.
I'll watch Chris Moo play it, and I'll be good. I promised myself I wouldn't buy another single-player story game. I don't... Yeah.
What about Jedi 3? You're gonna get Jedi 3? I'm not planning on getting Jedi 3. I think I like the first one. The second one, I'm glad I didn't buy. The third one, it's gotta be insane. Like, they have to, like, say Marin's dead.
Seer Jund is dead. Of course I'll buy it.
So, I enjoyed Fallen Order. Survivor, the story, I did not really enjoy, personally. But my biggest gripe, I think, with the whole kit and caboodle is there is no company... I have to look up the game that the company that made Jedi Knight Academy, because there is no company to date other than Activision. Creators. It's Activision.
Activision. I think it was Activision and Raven. Ravencroft. Software. I think Raven Software. Yeah.
They knew how to make lightsaber combat, and it's why they are notoriously known for the best lightsaber combat game. Because you hit somebody's arm, it chops off. Like actuality. Like yeah. No lightsaber is like. It's not a bat, dude.
You don't like wearing down stormtroopers before you inevitably get to kill them? And then not have any dismemberment or anything? They had that in the Kenobi show, where the lightsabers were bouncing off stormtroopers and stuff.
Yeah, they did.
It just blows my mind how the Star Wars universe has barely been scratched in terms of, like, media, like shows and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just can't believe, like, there's so many developers that are just like, I feel like there's a lot of developers that enjoy Star Wars still, but like, they don't get the go ahead, they don't get the green light from the higher ups, because Star Wars, like, people don't want to touch Star Wars with a 10-foot pole. They're just like, Star Wars is not in a stable state right now, so we can't approve your idea for a Forza style pod racing game.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Rainbow Six style clones special unit game.
I think, you know, your comment leads towards the third question. It's just not stable at all. It's very explosive.
Yeah. We have another question, and this one's from Emma from Georgia. What are your guys' summer plans or goals? Anything willing to share?
Go fishing a whole lot.
Yeah, I want to fish a whole lot. I want to camp a little bit.
Shoot some hoops.
Yeah, would love to. I feel like the past few summers, I've spent a lot of time indoors working on content, etc. I want to probably get to a workflow balance where I can bang a lot of stuff out early, and I think with the podcast, with the revamp, with the new format that we're doing, I'll be able to cut up the videos, release some short, like 6 to 15 minute videos throughout the week, TikTok shorts and all that, and not have to worry about putting out content so much and spending more time outside, especially because we're going into an election, right, Van Seal?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
It's going to be a toxic fall, so I just want a nice...
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be like TW and IRL. It's going to be great, man.
I will not be there.
Yeah. We will... Van Seal's our correspondent for anything politics, so he'll keep us involved. He'll keep us in the loop, but...
Yeah.
Beyond that, yeah. Anyone else have any summer plans or goals?
Get a job.
Yeah, I need to find a fucking job. Jesus Christ.
Get a job.
If any studio wants to pick this podcast up, you know, pay us all a livable wage, give us an apartment, we'll do it. Say less. Throw us in a house, we'll do it. You know?
That would be interesting to see us all living together.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Never mind.
I make Swiggle content daily.
My last episode.
Give us just one king size bed, we'll make it work.
Give us one New York.
Yeah. We know...
One by ones.
And MJ will be down by the feet. That's what he loves the most.
All right, and I usually sleep in the closet anyway, so I'm good.
Standing up.
No, I'm usually upside down, but yeah.
I'm squeak. I'll take the dog bed.
Another question from Emma from Georgia. What character in Star Wars has the best personal song? She loves Padme's Across the Stars. For me,
oh, like a theme.
Yeah, yeah. For me,
oh, that's a good one.
Ron,
you fucking dickhead, JT. You fucking dickhead. I was gonna say Thrawn's organs because no one else has organs, you know. Imperial March is overrated. Pretty boy, a bitch. So I would say Padme's Across the Stars is pretty dope. Leia has a good theme, but I'm gonna say Rey. I'm gonna say Rey's theme. I think Rey's theme is iconic.
My anything John Williams does is like 10 anything, out of 10, right? Like so anything he touches turns to gold. I would say my favorite theme right now is probably the Shadow Clones theme from Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. It's called the song is called The Operative by Kevin Kiner. Super just like Black Ops stealthy, just mysterious type theme, and I'm like it there's a couple versions to it. There's like the slower version where, you know, he's just talking to Vice Admiral Rampart. There's the speedy version where he's like actually hunting his prey, and then there's like the really fast one where he's fighting. And I don't know. I think the theme goes pretty hard.
I do too. Yeah, yeah. It's one of my he's one of my favorite characters, and unfortunately, much like the Maruk character, it didn't turn out to be anybody. You know, I think it is just.
Well, that's the best part. That's why I love him so much, is because it's like there's like this, like. The idea, the ideology behind the Shadow Trooper, I think, is super, super cool. And mm-hmm. super also kind of creepy in a way.
He's pretty dope. He is pretty dope. Final question. And this is also from Henry. How much, in your opinion, have movies 7, 8, and 9 damaged the legacy of Star Wars?
Oh, boy. I mean,
I think it's made things a lot like controversial. I think it's made things a lot more political.
If I can choose, I'll just say this. If I can choose by having the sequels exist or having hemorrhoids the rest of my life,
you I love
take the hemorrhoids. Oh, I take the hemorrhoids.
That's rough.
Movies are rough.
I wouldn't want.
We're talking about damage here. I'm just trying to give you perspective on what I prefer.
That's fair. We'll have a bunch more questions next week, and next week we'll also be debating MJ on Andor because he's delusional about his Andor take.
Andor what?
Well, that's going to do it, folks, for the Revamped Archives podcast. I appreciate you all for being here. For myself, Banjeel, MJ, Juder, and Frederick, this has been the Archives podcast. We'll see you later.